Country Bob FM.
Hear ye, hear ye. Or it could just be the ice cream man, Bob FM. Today's Bob Almanac. It's Tuesday, August 25th. Don't tell me or don't ask me how we got to August 25th already, because I do not know. You blink, and here we are.
Right.
Right, Neil Freeman?
Oh, it's so true.
238 days in. We have 128 full days left. This was the date, 1875. Matthew Webb, Captain Matthew Webb, swam from Dover, England to Calais, France.
What?
He's the first person to swim the English Channel. Now, did he load his skin up with Crisco?
I think so.
When people do that, yes. They always go Crisco. I don't know if they use butter-flavored Crisco, or it's the generic brand of shortening. But
Vaseline, petroleum, jelly works.
Anything to allow you to slip through that water with the least amount of resistance, I think, works. I don't think they had those Speedos back in 1875. But hey, Matthew, you know what? They actually did have boats that would cross and like ferries, and then eventually they'd build a tunnel. And then some guy did it with a hot air balloon. But he wanted to swim it, and he did. Ooh. Many people have done it since. Is that on your bucket list?
That's not on my bucket list, no.
1958, we heard about ramen noodles for the first time.
What you'll love is that you can serve your family in 3 minutes and for just pennies. Well, Corey, how'd it taste?
It's fine.
Top Ramen Oriental Noodle Soup, the mostly noodle soup from Nation Foods.
For cheap as they are loaded with sodium, so watch out for that, but they are tasty.
Sure.
Ramen noodles.
Ooh.
And on this date, 1958, the diet of the college student would change forever because Momofuku Andu Markets, the first package of pre-cooked instant noodles, a.k.a. ramen. There's two big names. It's Top Ramen, and then there's Manchurian or Manchurian. Do you know what I'm talking about? The two main highest competing brands of ramen noodles.
I'm sure I have had them at some point, but
radio. You've had ramen noodles. 1967, Minnesota Twins pitcher Dean Chance threw his second no-hitter of the month. Now, the first one was a five-inning perfect game that eventually was disqualified by Major League Baseball as either a no-hitter or a perfect game. But Dean Chance, this one counted. Full nine innings. He beats Cleveland 2-1. He gave up an earned run. How do you give up an earned run in a perfect game, Neil? Well, you give up a walk, and then an error or two, and then a wild pitch.
So it's not a perfect game. It's a no-hitter.
Though. Right, it's a no-hitter. It was a few weeks prior that he had thrown a perfect game. Five-inning perfect game, Neil.
That's pretty impressive, but, nonetheless.
But the five-inning perfect game, again, was wiped clean from the record books.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball said, no, we're not going to count that. But they did count this one because this was a nine-inning no-hitter.
Very nice.
Dean Chance is a good pitcher, Neil. He won the Cy Young before he got here. Who did we trade for Dean Chance? We gave up some pretty big bats. Maybe a Don Mincher. Or maybe a Jimmy Hall.
Yeah, it might have been.
I think those two guys left. They needed some pitching in 67.
Yeah.
Almost won in the pennant, if not for those darn Red Sox.
Well, it was a five-game losing streak to close out the season that did us in.
And the final series was against the Red Sox.
Yeah, they swept us.
Huh.
Oops.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
And that's, there was no division. You just go right from there to the World Series, and it was that close.
1970, let's go to the Troubadour in Los Angeles, California. Kind of a big day in music.
Senorita, play guitar. Plays it just for you. My rosary.
A very young Elton John. Maybe he was still Reginald Dwight. Actually, no, because the marquee said Elton John. Elton John, first ever U.S. performance at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, California.
Very nice.
All of the U.S. would soon find out who Elton John was.
What year was that?
1970.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
1973, a CAT scan was used for the first time. CAT scan, Neil.
C-A-T, yes.
C-A-T. Have you ever had one of those?
I have.
They roll you into the tube and...
Yep, I've had many.
And the first one of those was 1973. 75. Born to Run was released. The album.
Pretty significant album for
made
the boss.
Bruce, made him a superstar, put him into the mainstream. And Two of his biggest hits have Born in them. Born to Run, Born in the USA. And then 1 year later, another seminal album was released. Same date, a year later, this one dropped. Boston, their self-titled debut album. Brad Delp and Tom Scholz. Of course, Sib Hashian there on the drums. Skins.
Oh, we didn't have much money.
I had to mute you. You were doing too much singing. I was enjoying the song here. Yeah, that was a big album. They sold a lot of those babies.
Junior in high school. Yeah, it was big.
1978.
They say it's the burial cloth of Christ, the Shroud of Turin. Fact or fiction? Chuck Henry has a special news report starting Monday night on News Center 5.
So the Shroud of Turin went on display for the first time in 45 years. They had displayed it before it came back. All of a sudden, people were learning about it again. Again, it's the supposed burial, the burial cloth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And what is really cool about it is you can see the outline of somebody that could be Jesus on it, which was really interesting. And then it was part of a fire. I don't know if it was before this or after this. There was a fire where it was being being stored and actually singed part of it. So that's 1978, the Shroud of Turin. They took it out of the closet and they brought it back and put it on display for the first time in 45 years. Now, I'm not a divorce lawyer. I don't, you know, deal with those kind of things on a daily basis, but I want to know the difference. You get your divorce. There's such thing as a divorce. There's such thing as an annulment. And then there's a dissolvement. And on this date, singer Billy Joel and Christine Brinkley had their marriage dissolved. Now, is that where they take the actual marriage license and use some kind of a caustic substance like an acid and actually dissolve the paper?
Yes, they put it in with an Alka-Seltzer.
They do a little cup. Well, I don't know if Alka-Seltzer is quite caustic enough.
Well, not enough.
We wouldn't be dumping that down our gullet if it was like hydrochloric acid.
But I think Coke would break it down after a while.
So the Uptown Girl, Christie Brinkley, and Billy Joel, the Piano Man, were donezo. They remain friends to this day.
Yeah, why do you dissolve instead of divorce or annul? Yeah, I can't.
Maybe it's the same as divorce.
Yep.
1994, Jimmy Buffett, who is an accomplished pilot, and he loves flying seaplanes. Well, he was taking off in Nantucket. Neil, do you know there once was a man from Nantucket?
Yes.
Can you finish up that line, that sentence?
I
didn't think so.
Nope.
Jimmy Buffett's plane flipped. He was taking off in Nantucket. Must have had either he had the flaps in the wrong spot or he had just a little gust of air. Maybe a gunny gunnel or a tunny gunnel or whatever those things are called. The thing that they used in summer rental when John Candy flew his pants.
Yes.
It was a gunny gunnel or something like that. Something that he knew as being a former air traffic controlman who was on vacation at the summer rental, and he would take those over a power tool any day. They look similar. If you know the scene I'm talking about, Neil, and I think you do.
I do.
So Jimmy Buffett flipped his plane, and what happened, Jimmy Buffett wasn't hurt. He just swam to safety.
That's amazing.
So Jimmy Buffett, good thing he can swim. There was a time he was leaving Jamaica in his plane, and they shot that in his plane, and they shot at him.
What?
Because they thought it was a plane carrying drugs.
Jeez.
So they shot at Jimmy Buffett. That was 1994. 2001, sad news in music.
NBC News has learned that Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon, has died.
Hmm?
Armstrong underwent heart bypass surgery earlier this month after failing a stress test.
Yeah, don't you remember Neil Armstrong did a series of albums there after he stepped
Armstrong
on the moon?
Shot to international
this is actually 2012. Neil Armstrong, astronaut pioneer, one of the great, I mean, when you talk about the history of the accomplishments of mankind. He was given the opportunity to be the first one to step on the earth that we know of. There might have been somebody earlier in a different time, different universe that stepped on the moon, but they didn't find any other footprints over there unless somebody raked it like a bunker.
Right.
Somebody stepped on the moon because, there's no gravity, there's no air, there's no atmosphere. So you put a footprint there, it's there forever, pretty much, unless you rake it like a bunker in golf. So Neil Armstrong died on this date in 82. Let's go back to 2001 for this report.
As a breaking story out of the Bahamas tonight, authorities have confirmed that R&B singer and actress Aaliyah is among eight people killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, the plane crashed as it tried to take off from the island of Abaco in the Bahamas. 9 people, all Americans, were on board that plane.
Aaliyah was only 22 years ago. That was tragic. And then 1 year ago, more space news, more flying news. Here's NASA.
Astronaut Anne McLean spent 204 days in space, orbiting the Earth more than 3,000 times. But it's what she allegedly accessed while up there that may have her in trouble back on Earth.
I was shocked and appalled at kind of the audacity of her to think that she could get away with that.
So the astronaut Anne McLean apparently illegally accessed a bank account from space.
What?
She was on the International Space Station, and it was the bank account of her estranged partner.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
No.
Okay.
No. What would she find in yours?
Well, not a whole lot, but I wondered why I was a little short.
Right, too. That was a year ago, yeah, and right. I didn't follow up on that, whatever happened, but that was the breaking news on this date a year ago. I think that's pretty ingenious,
actually.
I'm not sure if she probably thought that she was far enough away they wouldn't be able to penalize her. I'm in outer space. I'm out of the jurisdiction. Not even Roscoe P. Coltrane or Sheriff Little could get to her.
Somebody from the Star Trek, that ruled, maybe they could have.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Klingons would have been there. Yeah. They would have done something about it. Birthday time now.
Doesn't I tell you that doesn't tell us?
It tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning.
Sean Connery.
Finally, we get Sean's version of it.
Sean's version of goose-stepping morons. A lot of great movies for Sean. Of course, James Bond. And he is Welcome to the Rock.
Yes.
He is 90 today. Tom Skerritt.
90. Wow.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place. Dismissed.
Ooh, baseball. Maverick and Iceman are about to go head-to-head, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Skerritt, a.k.a. Viper, is right there to watch over him and what's his name, Michael Ironside, who is Jester. On Top Gun. Tom Skerritt is 87.
Yep.
He is. He makes everything that he is in better.
He does
I think
job.
So. 87.
Oh, good London. The girl's got pretty good love.
Little R&B on today's almanac.
Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl.
So that is Walter Williams singing for the OJs. Money, Money, Money is a good song. Backstabbers, a good one.
That's good.
Love Train, that's Walter Williams, 78 on our list here today. Neil, you work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? You get Raleigh fingers is what you get.
Yeah,
you get
Raleigh Boney.
Fingers,
Raleigh.
The former pitcher. He's 78.
Well, the great mustache.
They call me Dr. Love.
Called Gene Simmons, Dr. Love.
He played a doctor on TV.
So, Gene Simmons, that's some live Kiss here this morning, 71. Your guy, I know you probably already sent him a happy birthday text, Henry Paul. The bromance between Neil Freeman and Henry Paul continuing to this day. He's the big 7-1 today.
Wow. I haven't sent him one, but I will.
I hope that we are able to have Black Hawk at the Medina in November. I hope we're
not
at a point.
Not going to happen.
Not
going to
happen. Already been canceled.
Already
Thank
been
you.
Canceled.
You heard it here first from our live music correspondent, Neil Freeman.
I'll lay a box you way into the air. You think I let it go, your magic, you'll never be coming.
The lead singer of Judas Priest. Living After Midnight, which is the intro song to the Midnight Rockers. Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, also one of my favorites from them. Rob Halford is 69. He's the other Elvis. Three Elvises, Elvis Presley, Elvis Costello, and of course the quarterback Elvis Gerbach. You know, Elvis Costello, a guy who didn't have a lot of chart success, but he's still highly revered. And very much respected.
Yeah, kind of a cult follower.
Yeah, I would say. And then all of a sudden he shows up at John Gerard's house drinking and sipping coffee as Ricky Bobby comes over to say, I'm coming for you tomorrow. Remember that? That was Elvis Costello, who is 66 today. Billy Ray.
Yeah, you know, you sound kind of like that old mule that used to haul old fat Uncle Earl up at Hill to Church. If you're going to lie down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas.
Made it through the first two words and froze up like Aunt Pearl in the outhouse on Christmas morning.
You know what? People don't talk enough about his ability to be funny on sitcoms and shows like Hannah Montana. He was Hannah Montana's dad, of course.
Sure.
And, of course, had a few songs as well. You might remember Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes.
And he brought the mullet into a wide-ranging and wide-viewing and nationwide appeal. I mean, they were wearing mullets everywhere when that song came out.
Well, Dolly and the Girls did a big song with him. What was it, Romeo or something?
Romeo. Yeah. Romeo. Mm-hmm. Billy Ray Cyrus, 59. Everybody's favorite almanac time.
TVD time.
Blair Underwood from L.A. Law.
Oh, sure.
A lot of other things, too, for Blair. He's 56. Our rapper of the day from the rap group Public Enemy is DJ Terminator X. Is 54. Celebrity chef Rachel Ray.
Where'd my whisk go? I'll just grab another. And we're just going to whisk in, if I can find a whisk.
You know, anytime that always happens. You're looking for a whisk, an emergency whisk. Not one that you prepared and looked for ahead of time, but when you need a whisk, it's never there. It's never there when you need it. Yeah. That's why I have several placed strategically around the house.
Good move.
Rachel Ray, she just had her house burned down.
What?
Yeah, 52. Oh. And Jody Messina, another great country artist, one of our favorites here.
Yes.
And one of our component, our key female artist here on Bob FM. We play a lot of her music. Saw her, was it last year? At the Rib Fest in Watertown,
the
Bees
before,
on the River.
Yeah. It was recently.
Jody Messina.
You introduced
Messina.
Her, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah. Jody Messina is 50.
Gone, but not forgotten. Inventor Joshua Lionel Cowan. You hear the name Lionel, and you might, there is the, that's the key. As to
the Jefferson son?
Yes, 1877. He gave us the electric model trains. Actor Michael Rennie.
The universe grows smaller every day, and the threat of aggression by any group, anywhere, can no longer be tolerated. There must be security for all, or no one is secure.
Those were stark words back in 1951, Neil.
Yeah, and well spoken by Michael Rennie.
The movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
He was also in the Thin Man movie with whatever his name was.
Humphrey Bogart?
Not David Niven. Maybe it was. Anyway, that was he was born on this day.
String Bean. Wasn't he in that one?
String
Bean. That was String Bean star.
Ruby Keeler, actress and dancer, 1909, born on this day. Do you read Pogo at all, the comic strip Pogo?
I gave it up.
Walt Kelly is the guy who gave us that. Van Johnson, you might remember him from the Kane Mutiny, Brigadoon, and other things, 1916. And Alabama Governor George Wallace, the former governor, of course, was shot and in a wheelchair for the remainder of his life, 1919. Television host, he was Let's Make a Deal's Monty Hall.
Be on the lookout for this man, Monty Hall, deal maker.
Got a deal for you.
Con man.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
Thug.
No.
Favorite tactic, bait and switch.
Well, listen, before you sit down.
Entices contestants with living room sets, then confuses them with cash.
525, 550.
He's quick-witted, fast on his feet, and capable at any moment of a
devastating. He was devilish, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
I mean, just when somebody had a nice, Davenport, a nice kitchen set, he was there to try to take it away from him with maybe a shady deal or maybe not a shady deal, but.
Well, and if you could produce a thimble or a tweezer on demand, it might be worth $50 to you at the end of the program. Monty Hall was born on this day, 1921, and we lost him just recently. Fine entertainer, television personality, Regis Philbin.
It's a coffee table book about coffee tables.
Yeah. Is that clever? Yeah. Well, I think that is so clever.
Yeah, I think so, too. Did you get to meet him backstage?
I did.
I mean, he looks like a fun guy, doesn't he?
I love his hair.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too. This guy could be a little bonkos, really. Anyway, if you will, would you please welcome Kramer.
Bonkos. That's a name we need to, and a word we need to use a little more.
Yes, he would be bonkos.
Neil Bonkos Freeman.
Regis Philbin.
He was an American treasure.
He was,
Regis,
absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and of course the talk program there. Regis Philbin was born on this day, 1931, and they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. The Tuesday edition of the Bob Almanac. Now a Tuesday Bobathon. Lots of music in a row here.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha Yearwood, Thinking About You. Diamond Rio, Mirror, Mirror, or Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
I'm going to go Diamond Rio today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1.